Now, obviously, rodents don't spend their time on Facebook or wander around with Twitter open on their mobile phones. They're not continuously bombarded with information from the online world. But what have studies in humans shown us? I caught up with Baroness Susan Greenfield from Oxford University, where she works unpicking the impact of 21st century technologies on the human mind.
Certainly, it can be having an effect on attention span. Certainly, we know that there's an important chemical called dopamine that's released in the brain during gaming, and that's related to arousal and addiction and reward. There's also evidence suggesting that that, too, would be released during social networking, and that in social networking, it's neither stressful nor relaxing, but it is very pleasurable. With social networking, there's also issues over empathy and sense of identity. Evidence that perhaps with social networking, where you're relying on that as your main vehicle for relationships, and there's evidence of narcissism and low self-esteem. But I don't want to do simple sound bites because that doesn't do justice to the work, because it's only really been going for the last few years. If you think about it, Facebook's only been around since 2007 or so. So it's not as if there are cut and dried definitive proof, in inverted commas, that X or Y is the case.
Yeah, I think that's a major point there, that the technology is moving so fast and social structure is changing at such a high rate.
Exactly.
But you haven't actually got the scientific.
No, science. I mean, yet. To do a proper study takes 6 months or so, and first you need to get the funding. You need to apply for a grant to get the funding and so on. So, you know, the science will always lag behind. And I think people have rather strange expectations of what the science can show. And I often say to my detractors, well, you told me a single experiment, the single smoking gun experiment that, you know, will prove conclusively either way this is all good or all bad. And that, of course, is daft, because it's obviously neither all good nor all bad. And you have to frame a specific question you're going to test in a specific situation for a specific thing. So I think people that expect of science or scientists simple proof one way or the other, need to really recalibrate their expectations of what science can deliver.
Thanks to Susan Greenfield. You're listening to the Naked Neuroscience podcast with me, Hannah Critchlow, brought to you in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association.